Okay, thanks. We are back in open session, and again, Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this.
Thank you. First, I'd like to know how you're doing, how's business, how you're feeling.
I'm as good as can be expected at this point. Business is slow, but it's always slow this time of year. You know, everybody's doing stuff and spending some money on presents, so it's kind of to be expected. But everything else is going good. My drug tests are all good. I did my DUI classes. I just got assigned to do 16 hours, and then I did them the weekend after. So I did them on December 2nd and 3rd. So, and then sent that.
So counsel, has that case been determined?
We're not handling the criminal matter, but what this means in terms of the conclusion of that DUI case is that she has been sentenced. Normally how that works is that you go do a screening where someone will determine how many hours you need to do this, to do your DUI therapeutic counseling. She was assigned 16 hours, which is actually the least number required by law to comply. She's completed that, and that's wrapping up. And do you have any remaining obligations?
Just the fine.
Just the fine?
Yeah, it's a $1,500 fine. I'm sorry, I just marked it up there for that.
Okay, so other than did you do any incarceration time?
Just one day.
Just the one day. So she did the one day jail. She completed her 16-hour DUI counseling education component, and then she has the fine and fee, and then that will be done.
Okay. Thank you.
I also have another update to the how are things going, but I know that you like to speak to her first. But when you have
that's okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Bellapianta?
I just wanted to be more specific, though, as far as where you're working. Are you doing your mobile clinic? Are you picking up relief work?
I'm working for a mobile clinic.
You're working your mobile clinic?
I have business, yeah.
Okay. And at this point, like, you're getting referral, like, do you still have a website up, or are you? Okay.
I have my website up. I have a Yelp. I have Facebook. I have Instagram.
Okay. So you're not really reaching out for business. It's just if you receive contact through your website or through previous.
With my clients, they're text messaging me mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just mostly, I do most of everything through text. I don't do a whole lot through the phone because it's really hard to go back and forth the phone wise, but with text message, I found that I can get things scheduled a lot better.
And to your point, I believe that most of the clients that she's currently seeing are prior existing who want to continue treating with her. Right, so you're pre-existing clients, right? Mm-hmm. Are you getting many new client intakes through these?
I have Google Ads, so I'll sometimes get new people through Google Ads, but I don't know.
Mostly?
It's mostly repeat people from before, a lot of vaccines and, you know, blood work, kidney disease, dogs, and all kind of stuff.
Okay, Victoria, did you have something that...
Can I just ask, so are you still using your RV, your mobile clinic?
I'm still trying to get a new one. I remember I had an accident with the other one.
So, because you said you were using the mobile clinic, so that's what the mobile clinic is. So that's why I wanted to be clear.
Let's clarify. So what are you using, what vehicle are you using to get your service mobile?
Oh, I'm using my car right now.
Okay. So you're not operating out of the RV because it's still not replaced. It's totally right.
I have to get one made.
Okay, so does that mean this is a question of our staff. Victoria, does that mean a change in premise license?
Probably, yeah, the way I'm understanding it.
We can follow up after this meeting and make sure that if there's something else that we need to do to bring in compliance on that front, we will, for sure. Yeah, we will address that after. The other update that I had, and I imagine is a point that would like to be discussed today, is that Dr. Bellapianta has had a realization that the counselor that she was working with is not a good fit. I do know that she sent something in last night to the board. I know that's all on your radar. I would just like to make sure that there's some clarity that she had before it got to that point. Maya reached out to me to let me know that she was experiencing some really difficult tension points with this provider. That is not anything that I really want to get into too in depth here. I will let you know very, very briefly that they were along the lines of comments about her skin tone, comments like analogizing her to the suicide bomber without further explanation, just really as a therapeutic provider, stuff that was very deeply upsetting to her. So there is a history here of that not working well and being very frustrated. And then I will share that, although I know the board will have its own concerns, with the conversation that had taken place, that our position on that today is that, and what I'd just like the board members to keep in mind, is that this is a therapeutic relationship where the boundaries and the barriers and are naturally lessened as part of the relationship. So while I don't think you'll get any pushback from the doctor today about whether the correspondence devolved into unprofessionalism, the concern is, from our seat, is that this is between the doctor and her therapist, that she had a therapeutic relationship with that isn't related to veterinary practice, that the relationship itself wasn't. And we are working, we had already discussed prior to the counselor providing the correspondence to the board, we had already discussed that it's time to find a replacement that can actually have the trust and the good vibes, for lack of better terminology here, so that the therapeutic counseling can actually be therapeutic, because one of the things that had happened, and what I think yesterday's correspondence was symptomatic of, is that the doctor here wants to be compliant. She's been going regularly. She has also been routinely finding herself in a position where she has to chase down the reports that are also supposed to be regularly issued, and the counselor knows that. And that's the sense of urgency and the panic of where is it, I need it, comes from her desire to be compliant and her recognition that what is on the other side of, you know, the order requires her to cause these to be reported, and that's what's happening there, just so that the board can have that perspective. But we are hoping to find a better counselor that can actually provide the therapy that is desired, because as the doctor shared with me, she does want to make use of these therapeutic counseling sessions. She recognizes that this could be deeply beneficial to her personally, but when there is a bad provider match and a devolution of working relationship, nobody's getting anything out of it. So we're here today to address the concerns, and I'll wrap it up. But also, just so that everybody knows, you won't get any pushback from her that the conversation devolved into something that is clearly not a good working relationship, and that she agrees that she should be proactive in finding a new counsel.
Correct. So at this point, Dr. Bellapianta is not pursuing further treatment by or counseling by this specialist.
My understanding is, and she'll have better facts on this, is that after the text exchange that was sent in, there was further follow-up where this counselor represented to the doctor that she was happy to continue working with her, but Dr. Bellapianta would like to go and find a different provider that's better matched. So at this moment, I believe the relationship is not going to continue, because the hope is to find a replacement counselor.
Okay. things. I would like to clarify for you some areas of compliance concern.
Sure.
The reports from that counselor or whoever replaces that counselor, per page 12 of 17 of the consent agreement, are to address the areas as set forth in Dr. Keene's evaluation report.
Okay.
And the reports to date have not done that at all. Was, so I, to go back in history and try and change it, any new counselor needs to be aware, okay, of Dr. Keene's recommendations. Okay,
and she did, and I asked her. She just, I don't know why, it was very difficult to get her to write anything. She just, it was just pulling teeth to get anything from her.
And one of the things that the doctor and I spoke about before today's meeting on this topic is that when we do find a new counselor, it's probably appropriate for that counselor to give a more fulsome report to make sure that if anything has not been addressed, or if the board has concerns that this is a greater issue than a breakdown of a therapeutic relationship, that the board has an opportunity to hear from someone else who, with fresh eyes, is doing the, you know, an assessment. So that is something that we were going to suggest today be done.
Yeah, yes, and Dr. Keene's evaluation did not just include substance abuse issues.
So we will, and I will make sure that our office works directly to get the information over and make sure that it's clear.
The counselor specifically said she never knew about Dr. Keene's evaluation.
Correct.
Never got it.
Yeah.
I have emails giving it, so you have to more than one.
I will look into that and follow up.
Another area of possible concern is for the last 2 months I've been asking about compliance with the 3 times weekly for the recovery program. We did receive a general statement from your sponsor that you've been attending 3 times weekly. Can you tell us the dates since November
29th?
Thank you. Because I did not cover this last meeting, I don't, forgive me for not knowing if there was a misunderstanding. We do have the logs. She did after, I don't believe it was last meeting, but the meeting before, where Ms. Solomon mentioned that she would like the logs,
yes,
of attendance. We do have those.
Great.
So yes, we can provide the specific dates that she's been going.
Great.
We were not sure whether or not that was something that was, because it's not in the order. There was confusion on our part about whether or not and how to get you that information.
Yes.
So yes, we will get that for you.
Please submit it to Victoria.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. At this point, do the board members have, we'd like to ask you for a formal written response to what has been received, the communications in the last day or so from the counselor. So we'd like you to submit that to us within 10 days. If you...
Absolutely, yes, to getting your response. We appreciate the opportunity to brief it because there is more.
Yes.
So thank you for that opportunity. Yes, and if the board would be as gracious to give 20 days because of the holidays and my current workload, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I have no problem with 20.
And again, if you have any... written exchanges about things you referenced previously, issues you have with this therapist, that would be the time to submit those as well.
Can
you say you don't like to do things over the phone, so I presume
right.
It's via text and email, then you should be able to get those.
Those texts are highly edited that she sent you also.
We'll get the full story, and if I do know that there are some other communications, it sounds like there are some communications about the Keene report as well. We'll get that all together because I do think the board should be briefed on, from her vantage point, how did we get here?
That's what we're asking
for. Sure.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the update on the criminal, even though that's not your bailiwick. Appreciate it.
In regards to the new counselor, we need to have a time frame of when we're going to be informed under that.
Time frame, definitely within the next 30 days. Submit a name to Victoria for approval. And schedule an appointment within a total of 60 days, if that's possible?
Yes, so we are going to work to identify someone as soon as possible. We will stay in communication with Ms. Whitmore about that process. The only thing that I would like to just put out there on the record is that we are coming up into the holiday season where people take time off. So it may be more difficult, but I think the best efforts that we can commit to is getting it done, you know, getting something, finding a provider, getting on the books, you know, any paperwork, getting the Keene report sent over. And then we are a little bit at the behest of their scheduling availability, but we'll do our darndest to get it done.
Scheduling, we can more understand, but we need to know someone within 30 days.
Absolutely.
Someone has to be identified.
For sure.
Please keep Victoria posted.
Yes.
Well, I think it's fair, only fair to give you, you know, specific deadlines, because technically it's a violation of the consent agreement not to have a therapist, and the board could lift your suspension, the stay. So I just want to make sure that it's, you know, that everybody's on notice what the timeframes and the expectations are.
Yes.
In the event that they're not met, no one's going to be surprised if the board lifts the stay.
My preference for deadlines in writing matches yours, and I would like that. Yeah, I think
then
that's very
do I need
so you can just make very clear what the, in your motion, what the deadlines are, and then they can be memorialized in the communication.
Right. Yeah, and if we run into any issues, we'll just stay in contact.
Yes.
But I think that the schedule you guys are talking about is totally reasonable.
Okay, and I want to add to that and report back within 90. Okay, so it would be obtaining a new counselor that has been approved by Victoria within 30 days, scheduling, confirming with Victoria that an appointment has been scheduled within 60 days, and this is as of today, because this is not a separate consent agreement, correct? And thirdly, that the report and evaluation based on Dr. Keene's evaluation is submitted to us within 90 days from today.
Can I ask for some clarity on, you said a report and an evaluation. Do you mean a general assessment of the issues, like consistent with what the order requires?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a report of based on, as stated in the consent agreement, based on Dr. Keene's evaluation, report, and recommendation.
Right, so I think what they're looking for in that first report is, you know, the treatment plan, the initial evaluation, the treatment plan, and the visits that have transpired during that time period.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Frequency, duration, all those kinds of things. Yes.
And one thing that came up, and I don't want to misspeak, but one thing that came up was maybe the appointments weren't 50 minutes or 60 minutes, and that seemed odd. Just to be clear, that I think the board was contemplating that those sessions would all be 60-minute sessions.
Right. Okay. Right. We will make sure that we find a provider who can accommodate that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so I've made a motion. Do I need to add your comment to my motion, Mark, or amend it?
Which?
About the 60-minute sessions?
No, I thought that was always understood.
I was surprised.
Nobody was aware that they were less than that.
Yeah.
Until
they're supposed to be 60 minutes once a month. I think what happened was we started doing 30 minutes every 2 weeks, and then somehow we ended up just doing it monthly, and I think we didn't go back to the full hour, and it wasn't on purpose.
Well, I'll let you work with Lisa.
Yeah. And clearly this is a great opportunity to make sure we go back to the paperwork of what it's supposed to be, what it's supposed to contain, and get it done by the letter. So
yes,
we will do that. We want to comply.
Thank you.
We'll do it.
Thank you. Is there a second to my
second?
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Let's do roll call, Dr. James.
Ms. Berger?
I'm sorry, did you say?
Aye. Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, we are, let me get my ducks in a row here. We are now on section number 3, informal interviews, board deliberation and action. And our first one is 23-146 in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM.